Pasuk says, Shalosh Pamim Hashana, Yeroa Kol Zechurcha El Pnei Adon Hashem. Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. 3 times a year, we come, every person has to come and greet and see Pnei Adon Hashem. That's what Oyle Regal and the Shalosh Regalim. And there's a Moira Dikadiyak that Svas Emes makes. Why does it say Shalosh Pa'omim Bashana? What's this Lashon of Pa'omim? Very not typical Lashon that you find in Psukim. It could have been expressed in many other ways. Zok the Heilige Svas Emes. We use the Lashon of Pa'omim because the word Pa'omim at times is also another word. It's Pa'amoin. It's a Lashon of a bell. Shalosh Pa'omim Bashana is trying to tell you this 3 times a year where there's a bell that rings. Alarm that rings. Every time we come to a yontif, we're ringing the bells, we're alarming the system. A gavaldika alarm goes off. Imagine, l'mashal, a king is coming to a town. So a person, he can have his job. His job is, when the king comes, you have to ring the bells, and everybody should know the king's here. And to make sure everybody is aware, to give everybody awareness. So that his job is to ring the bell. So before the king shows up, you can imagine how much preparation goes into making sure the bells are working and the timing is good and everything. All the different parts, he has to make sure the alarm is going to ring properly, the bell is going to ring. Says the Svas Emes, our job is to realize that every yontif brings gevaldik hashpo. A person is able to get so much for the yontif. There's a gevaldik alarm that could ring. We sleep through a whole year. We go through the motions. And on a yontif is a time. The 3 Shalosh Regalim is 3 times a year that we have the gevaldik opportunity to get from the yontif and get the tremendous hashpois that the yontif gives us. But it's only if you prepare, like this person in charge of ringing the alarm, you have to prepare beforehand that when the yontif shows up, your alarm works. It's going to be functioning. If you don't prepare beforehand and the yontif just rolls in, somehow the alarm doesn't go off because you didn't check it beforehand. And if we need hachana before the yontif to be ready to make sure the alarm's working, that when the yontif shows up, we could ring the alarm. And we could ring those bells, the Shalosh Pa'amoin, the bell that's supposed to ring. We should pull the bell and make sure it rings to wake us up and be able to zeicha to get from the yontif. So it's a gevaldik obligation as yontif's coming closer to make hachana for the yontif. So let's understand, what is the yontif of Pesach? We know we say in davening, Zman Chevuseinu. It's a time of freedom. What does that mean? It's a time of Chayrus, freedom. We're still in Galus. Zman Chayruseinu, what freedom are we having? We're still in this rulership of America. Where's Chayrus? And yet we say, Zman Chayruseinu, the time of Chayrus. What does it mean we're getting freedom? So the Mayudika shtickel from Ruchim Zatzal on the Pasuk in Parshas Veschanan, where the Pasuk says, Ve'eschem lokach Hashem, the Rebbeinu Hashem took you out. Vayoytzi eschem mikur habarzel mimitzrayim. He took you out from the kur habarzel of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is described over there in the Pasuk as a melting pot, a kura barzel. When you have metal and you want to shape it a certain way, these chairs, in order to get them refined in a certain direction, have to go through a melting pot that softens it, that enables you able to go ahead and use it the way you want to use it. So Mitzrayim is called a melting pot. Why is it called a melting pot? Why is it called a kura barzel? Says Rabbi Yeruchim, Kedai Lizbainin. It's very worthwhile for us to think about the Inyan Kura Barzel Mitzrayim, what it means, the Kura Barzel of Mitzrayim. Mipnei Shemitzrayim Hu Hepech Yisrael. The reason why it's a melting pot is because Mitzrayim is the exact extreme opposite of a Yid. All their hanhogas, everything they did, everything that went on in Mitzrayim is the opposite of what a Yid is. And the Nela, the same way in a melting pot, you put the metal in there, and because of the extreme opposite environment for the metal, that's what softens it, and it gives us the ability to be shaped and refined to what you want it for. We went into Mitzrayim to refine ourselves. Zehu shalu'uma Yisraelis. For the nation of Klal Yisrael, Mitzrayim kibitoich kura barzo. Being in Mitzrayim is a melting pot. It's a kura barzo. Hainu ke'eze dova shamunach b'toich hakur. Because Yisrael munachim b'toich Mitzrayim, a yid in a place like Mitzrayim, Maisa Mitzrayim, the ways of Mitzrayim is a kur lohem. It's a tremendous kura barzo for them. Vitzorich ladas. We have to know. If the Torah calls it a kor habarzel, imkein ala odom litzarif. That means a yid has to get that refinement. That's what Mitzrayim did for us. Bikur b'maisim hafuchim. If you do actions that are opposite of your nature, that's the refinement of a kor habarzel that we experience, like what Mitzrayim was. Ubechol ma'isa ma'isa, every act that you do, sha'odam oisach hefek ritzoina, if you do opposite of your desire, after the opposite of what you want to do, hu ha'kura barzo, that's kura barzo. Uba'asiyosai hefek, when you do that opposite, hadovor yotza mitzuruf v'mechuzak v'naki. The results of what comes out from that is a refined thing that's strengthened and purified. V'zeu kura barzel mimitzrayim, sheyotzu mitzurofim muzukokim. We came out refined because we were able to experience Mitzrayim and withstand everything and come out who we are. Me'akur shem Mitzrayim shenistarif uboy. V'hadovo niflo v'nachas ruachu la'odom, la'asos hefek ritzoinim. Says Rabbi Ruchim, you should know, when you do something opposite of your desire, it's a tremendous pleasure. It's a nachas ruach. It's a dover niflo v'nachas ruach for a person. The feeling that you have, the tremendous satisfaction that you get. We would think the opposite. A person who throws himself into his desires and his taivas, that's where you get pleasure. Says Rabbi Ruchim, it's not like that. You don't realize the delight and pleasure a person gets from being free from your desires. When you have to do what your body calls for and all the desires that you're being schlepped to, you're a slave. That's not pleasure. That's not freedom. Freedom means that I'm not a slave to my whole desire. I'm not a slave to my natural instincts and my nature where I'm being pulled. If I'm able to be boicher and decide and be in control of what I want to do, that's freedom. And that's a tremendous geshmak, says Rabbi Rucham. The delight and pleasure that you get from that is tremendous, he says. He ends his shtickle writing, Zeu plio gedoyu lo l'chayra. It's something that's be'etzem. If you think about it, it would sound like a pella, it's a wonder. Ochana emes yod la'atzma. The truth testifies for itself. Shekein heim advarim. That's the facts of life. People that just dive into their desires, they don't feel good. For the first second or first minute, they feel good, but afterwards they feel empty and they feel yuck. They don't feel good. But if you withstand your desires, it's a plea gedayla, he says, but the truth testifies for itself. What a nachas ruach and a geshmak a person has by being in control. And this is what it means, we're coming out of Mitzrayim. This is what Yetzias Mitzrayim means. This is what chayrus means, what freedom means. To become free and not be limited. Mitzrayim is a lashon of a meitzer, boundaries. That's what Mitzrayim stands for, a meitzer, a boundary, the limitations. When we free ourselves from our boundaries and our limitations, and we're not meshubat to our desires, We open a chlis, a snack bag. We don't have to finish the whole bag when you have the huge family size bag. You feel great afterwards if you're not meshubit to eat the whole bag up in one sitting. Or if you open a container of Pringles, you have to gobble the whole thing down. That's being an evan and a slave to your desires. We get free from that. It's a whole different feeling. And the emesis, the Ramchal in Derech Hashem, many years earlier from Rabbi Ruchum Zatzal, the Ramchal writes in Derech Hashem, in Chelik Dalid, in Periches, he describes the Yontav of Pesach Mamish, this idea. The Yontav of Pesach, he says, Inyin Chometz U'Matzah. The Inyin of Chometz and Matzah. Hu ki hine ad yitzias Mitzrayim, until we got out, ha yisro mu'uravim b'shar umayis goy b'kerev goy. A yid was mixed with the goyim, uvitziyosom nigalu v'nivdalu. When we went out, we were redeemed, but we came separate. V'hine ad oysa azman, until that moment, while we were still there, ha yibakol b'chinos gufois, The sense and nature of every guf, of every yid, was darkened in a tremendous choshech, and a tremendous zuama, the lotion of a tumah. Shayim is gabra aleihem. They were overcome. They overcame by all their tumah and their choshech, their darkness. Uvayitziya, but when we got out, nivdulu yisrael, a yid became separate. V'nimtzu gufoysum litor, that guf became out refined and tohor, ulizdamen and prepared, latoyer l'avoida, to be worthy of being makabel the Torah and serving and doing avoida for Hashem. Uleinyin zeh, for this reason, the tztavu were commanded ba'ashposas hachometz, to get rid of the chometz, ba'achilas hamatzah, to eat matzah. Why do you have to get rid of chometz? What's wrong with chometz? Says the Ramchal, I'll tell you what's wrong with chametz. V'hainu ki alecha, and bread, shuhuchim l'mazin ha'odah, that's appeared for sustenance for a person, who mishdaveh be'emez ala matzav ha'nirtzav ha'odah. It equals what the human being really needs and desires. The idea is, he says, is the chimut, when it rises and becomes chametz, hu dover tivi, it's something natural about dough. Shiyah kal equal, it digests easily. Vituv hatam, and that's what has the geshmak, a taste. Hine gam hu nimshach lufi choyk aroi ba'odam. And a person follows a good geshmak, a choke of Danish. These things talk to a person. The person's nature desires it. And the gavaldik and the tiyah hachomrius, the physical nature of us is noited to it. Amna, but in truth, l'zman meyuchud meshur, for a measured amount of time, the Rebbeinu Shalom wants, hutzuchu Yisrael, the Rebbeinu Shalom needed that every yid, limona min hachometz, I want you to separate yourself from that geshmak, that physicality of the world. Hold yourself back from chometz, v'lizoy mimatzah, and sustain yourself with matzah. Liyois mimatim ba'atzmom koicha yetzahara. What you're doing in essence is you're being minimizing and being mamayit, your yetzahara. V'anetiyah chumrius, and your natural push and pull to physicality, to the chumrius, to olam hazeh. U'lahagbir ba'atzmom iskarvus ala ruchnius. And what you're making yourself, you're making great. The closeness that your being's going to have to ruchnius. That's what we do during the Zman of Pesach. And I saw from Bichatzko. Bichatzko Levenstein writes, they bring down about him, they say that, you know, by the Mashkiach or Bichatzko, you were able to see, eating matzah was a tremendous avoida. It was an avoida that he had to do. By us, we just, you know, eat the matzah. It was a gavaldik avoida. And he used to explain himself, he used to say, what does the Torah want? Why does the Torah want me to chew matzah for 7 days? What does Hashem want from me? Why to chew matzah for us 8 days? Why are we chewing the matzah? He says, when you're chewing matzah,
Was will the Rabbeinu Shloilam?
They're hearing Yitzias Mitzrayim. He wants you to internalize Yitzias Mitzrayim. Every chew that you take, he says, you should be instilling in yourself the Amunah that I got out of Mitzrayim. I don't need that whole physical world to keep me going. I'm not stuck in those boundaries of a Mitzrayim. I'm past that. I'm beyond that. The Yiddish nation is on top of that. I don't need all that. I have Chayrus. I'm free from that. That's what Zman Chayrusenu is.
So says the Ramchal in Derech Hashem, to live on that Madrega the whole year, Ulam Shiyazunu Kach Tomid, to constantly be living on that Madrega Iyafshem. Every Yid can't live on such a Madrega all year round. If Steinman used to eat a little cup of food, and that was like his whole meal, if Steinman could do that. But a regular Klal Yisrael, the whole year to be on such a madrega, to be totally cut off, that you're not able to do. However, Ein zem nirtza, that's not what Hashem had in mind, Ba'olam hazeh. Ach hayomim ha-mishu'orim, but these measured days, of the 8 days of Pesach, ro'yi she'yishmu ezeh inyan. It's worthy to keep this inyan. Zeh ikir inyonu she'chag ha-matzis. That's the main inyan of Chag ha-matzis. That's what Chag ha-matzis is about. That's what it means to get rid of the chametz. It's not just a physical thing that you chew on matzah and have no chametz. There's something much deeper going on. That's our Yetzias Mitzrayim, that we get out from that limitations of Yetzer Hara and Olam Hazeh. That's when we lift ourselves up to true freedom. Real chayrus. We don't need the taivas Olam Hazeh to keep a yid going. A yid can get much more out of life. That's much more satisfying than all the Olam Hazeh that's being offered.
You know, I can't resist, you know, the advertisements that people have about what Pesach's about. Every year you can open the papers and see more and more. Everything I'm telling you now, you open the newspaper, you're going to see the exact opposite. They don't understand out there in the world what Pesach's about. I'll show you this advertisement for this year. The papers right now. A huge picture. I don't know. I didn't think I was so sort of mufrish from Olam Hazeh, but this doesn't even turn me on. I'm not really excited about this piece, big piece of meat here. I don't know. But this is what they advertise, a huge piece of meat. It's positively liberating. Now, that's exact opposite of chayrus. That's not liberating. That's making you an even nemun to the piece of meat. Mamash, the exact opposite of what chayrus is. The exact opposite of what Ram Chal is teaching us. Positively liberating? Not at all. The next advertisement. Staying up for the Haggadah won't be hard when the seasons meet for the Seder. I mean, that's not what Haggadah is about. This is not what Yetzias Mitzrayim is about. That's putting you back in Mitzrayim. If this is what you need, I don't know, this looks exciting to you, not to me, I don't know. I didn't think I was such a mufrish. When I opened this up, I started wondering. Maybe I'm such a madrega, I don't know. But this is unbelievable. A huge piece of meat on the picture, full page. This is what Haggadah is about? You're staying up for the meat? That's Yetzias Mitzrayim? It's unbelievable. Because the only thing you should give up for Pesach is chametz. That's really true? That's all we're giving up is chametz? It's a physical thing? And they show you the delights that you can have? That's not a... These are full page ads. So good, who needs bread? Can you imagine this? So good, who needs bread? This is mamish the opposite of what Ramchal was telling us. This is the opposite of Rabbi Rucham Zatzal's teaching us. It's the opposite of what Pesach's about. We have to realize, as B'nai Torah, as B'nai Aliyah, there's something more about Pesach, Zman Chayruseinu, than everything that's being offered out there in the advertisements, in the outside veld of the Yiddish world. That's still Mitzrayim. We want to get out of Mitzrayim. We're not interested in being in that world. We want to get out of that Mitzrayim. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh writes on the Pasuk in Parashas Balak, Kel Moitziyom Mi Mitzrayim. The Pasuk says in Perichov Gimel, Kel Moitzion mi Mitzrayim, which literally means Hashem takes you out of Mitzrayim. In fact, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, the dictum is not correct. It should have said Hoitzion mi Mitzrayim. He took them out. Loshen Ovar. Why doesn't it say Hoitzion? He took them out. Why Moitzion? He takes them out. What does that mean? Says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, V'niro al derech omrom, like it says in the Gemara, b'chol dor v'dor chayim odom laharis etz atzmoi. Every generation, every one of us are obligated to consider ourselves ki'ilu hu yotza mi Mitzrayim, as if you're getting out of Mitzrayim. Says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, what the Gemara is teaching you is Omru Yoidei Pnimius HaTorah, the ones that know the secrets of the Torah, not these advertisers and newspapers, the ones that know the secrets. Ki Kol Lel Pesach, every time the Yom Tov Pesach comes, Mizborim Koiches HaKedusha, is a gewaltic purification and a clarification goes on with the Koiches of Kedusha that's being given as a Hashpah for every Yid. Yisrael gets added to every Yid in Klal Yisrael, which means every generation, even us, on Pesach we have ability. The Rebbeinu Shem gives the Gevaldik HaShpois that we can lift ourselves up from the Gashmias and the Taibas Olam Hazeh, and we shouldn't be so constrained, but rather we should have real Cheirus, real freedom. Don't be a slave to your desires. That's what it means. We're going out of Mitzrayim. Kel Moitziyam. Hashem's taking you out. Kilo Yitzir Rishayna Levad. It's just not about only that Yitzir that happened then in the year 2448. But even now, our generation, Ela Bechol. Bechol Shana Vishana. Moitziyam. He's taking you out again. Hashem Moisiv Mechazik Oisom. Hashem is adding and Mechazik you L'Roimamom. He's making you feel exalted. If you really stelt so to the other properly, you're going to feel uplifted. You're going to feel like you're in a different Madrega and Ruchnius. You're going to feel above the Gashmius of this Welt. That's what Yom Tov HaPesach is supposed to do for you. The Ein Keitz L'Roimamom, there's no level, there's no end. There's no limit to the exaltedness that Hashem has in mind for us that you could reach. This is what the Aruch Chaim writes. And this is really the title of the Yom Tov of Pesach. And the emes is, I heard a Mori Dikadiyuk from Atzio Solomon Shlita, Hosein Gesund and Stark, Hashem Refuah Shalema Bekarov. The Mashkiach of Lakewood was Medayik beautifully. And if you notice in the Haggadah, we begin the Haggadah, Halach Ma'an Yodeachalu Avasana. We begin the Haggadah talking about this is the bread that our fathers ate in Mitzrayim many thousands of years ago. As we go on in the Haggadah, towards the end of Magid, we say, Bechol Dor V'Dor, Chayim Odom Luris Es Atzmoy, Kilu Hu Yotzim Mitzrayim. Every generation, you consider it as if you went out of Mitzrayim. Shloyas Aveisenu Bovad, it wasn't just our fathers. El Afeisanu. It was even us. Goli Mohem. It sounds like a bigger Madrega than what we began with. Beginning, we're just saying, this is what our fathers ate. Towards the ending of Magid, we're already saying, it wasn't just our fathers, it's also us. And then we make the final bracha, and we finally get to the end of Magid. What do we say there? Baruch Atah Hashem. The ganze bracha. Asher Golonu. He redeemed us. The Gol of Hashem. He also redeemed our fathers. Says Rav Matisyo, it's a moiridik in a diuk. We begin only talking about our fathers. We move on to say, well, it's not only our fathers, also us. And we end saying it's mamish us, and by the way, also our fathers. Says Rav Matisyo, Zayin Gezunt. And this is the avodah of Pesach night, where we're developing ourselves and lifting ourselves from Madrekas, that we're taka leaving Mitzrayim too. We're taka getting out of our personal Mitzrayim. We're taka realizing all my excuses in my life. I can't go this, I can't do that, this is not my type. All our limitations, all our mitzrayim, all our mitzvah that we have, which are our boundaries that we set for ourselves, we're starting to realize that one second, if I'm a yid, I'm above that all. And maybe we get out of our own mitzrayim. Not just our attachment to Olam Hazeh, but all even our ruchnius. We have so many limitations that we think we can't do more. Pesach is supposed to teach us what heights we could reach. That's the Yetzirah Mitzrayim of Pesach night, which is very meduyik in the Haggadah. Now, someone last year gave me a Moiridika clipping from one of the newspapers. It was a quote from Kalman Krohn. From Kalman Krohn, he used to always talk about this. I don't never heard this quote from him, but he always used to talk about this. The quote was, "Why doesn't a person gain for the night of Pesach?" Kalman asked. Why doesn't a person gain for the night of Pesach? Because in his weekday jacket, he already has his 7 tickets to a concert. The word is very simple. Mamash what was saying. If you're not ready to let go, you're not going to gain for Pesach night. If you got to go to your concert, and you got to do this, and I have to have that, and all the mitzrayim that you have in you, all your limitations that you want to be tied up to, and you have to remain a slave to everything, how do you expect to feel chayrus? How do you expect to get freedom? And that's why, says Rav Kalman, people don't gain for Pesach night. Because the whole Chalom Moed is already set up. They're not allowing themselves to lift themselves up to new madrigas. You know, I just saw a Moed Ha'ara from Rav Shach. The Shaila that Rav Shach was handling was, what's Pshat, Pesach night, we say Halal, the takana was to say Halal, Bilel Seder, but I say that we say Halal, why don't we do like Purim and say Kriyasa Zuhi Lula? On Purim we didn't say Halal, why not? Because Kriyasa, the Kriyasa Megillah, is the Halal. We recount the whole story, that's the Halal. As I state the Gemara Megillah. So if Shakos Adlin Vashayla, then why don't we say the same thing at Pesach night? Pesach night too. We're going through the whole Haggadah, the whole story. The Kriyasa should be the Halal. We don't have to say Halal for. So the Teretz is, Mamash what we're speaking about. The Teretz is, it's very different. The Yontav of Purim, we're recounting a story that happened to Klal Yisrael at that time in Purim. So recounting the whole thing, Kriyasa Zui Lula, saying over the whole thing is the Halal. It's a story that happened to them. Masha'eke, when it comes to Pesach, and the realization of Pesach is that it happened Lanu to us, V'noyimah Lefon of Shir Chadosha, it happened to us. He says, imagine if somebody was saved, a tremendous story that Imamish was about to die, and Imamish got saved. He's telling over his friend the story. He's telling over his family the story. After he finishes saying the story, they start singing Moshe Lashem. Why? You just said the story. The story should be the Halal. The answer is, if you just got saved, you sing to Hashem afterwards. You sing to the Rabbanu Shalom. That's naturally what a Yid should do if you realize that you got saved. You sing Moshe. So in Mela, the same thing with Pesach night. You're right, we're recounting the whole story in the Haggadah. But the moment you recognize that you are getting out of Mitzrayim and you were saved and you have your own Yitzhiyah, so then all of a sudden you feel this tremendous obligation of Halal, and that's the takana of Halal Pesach night. It's very different than Yom Tov Purim. And the emesis, someone dropped off a Murdi Gemara Mokum Erev Shabbos by my house from the Sefer Arugas Abaisim. In Parashas Metzora, over there he's medayik. You know, it says, "Oral Yudalid boitim es achametz v'or haner." The night of the 14th, we check for chametz to the light of the candle. Why or haner? So he brings down the Gemara. Says the way we know or haner, we learn out mitziyah mi mitziyah. Umitzio mechipus, from checking, mechipus, mechipus, mechipus miner. It's a gewaldico long zustel of learning it out. Mitzio from mitzio, mitzio from chipus, chipus from chipus, and chipus miner. Oh, arichos of limud. So he's ma'irer. First of all, yipela, it's mamash apela. It's a wonder. Limudim merubim kule hai. What's this remez that the Gemara is saying? That the limud to know has to be such a long distance limud to know la'oraner. And mamash, a few steps of a drasha. Be'emez yipola, the nirma zeb and limudim. What does Chazal want? It's such a long extent of limudim. Limudim merubim kule hai, to know this thing. And also, boitim as a chametz, you search the chametz or you search your house. What's the loss of boitim as a chametz? If you have chametz that you know about, you're not even looking for that. You boitim as a bias, you check your house. Why would it say in the Mishnah, Oral Yadalit, boitim as a chametz? Did you say boitim as a bias? The chametz shekvaris, the chametz you already have, enemy not tzarich l'boit, you're not checking for that. Elamai, you're checking around your house to see if there's any chametz. These are the two auras that he addresses. Says Darugas Abaytim, Aval kvar mevur bekadmoinim. But we already know from the kadmoinim, and we've mentioned this in the past already, the chametz roimiz l'yetzahara. Chometz doesn't really mean only the physical chometz. It really is a remnant to the Yetzirah. U'kishiyagiyaz ma'am bedikas chometz. When the time comes, a day before Pesach, the 14th by night, early Yudalit, tzorich losim aliboy. The Mishnah is telling you that every Yid has to place to his heart, livdoy gam bote ha'nefesh. You got to look into that, the deep parts of your nefesh, your being. Bechur musdokim, all the little cracks and holes. Aisa shechota la nefesh, miyoyim ayoysel adomo, from the time you created. Find all your shortcomings. V'loy sagi m'mashe mischaret al aveiro shabol yod. It's not enough just to know about the big aveiros that you do, that you want to have charata on. Et tzorich livchoin v'livdoi. You have to do a tremendous bedika. The ginzein nistarais of all the hidden places. Ulasharish acha mevoya chet. Figure out the root of why you do this chet. Nehechon bala yodai. How does this chet come your way? Vade avera acheres gomel. It must be a different avera that you probably do. Averas gereres avera. Vin akalas bala de chamurais. And you have to do a tremendous, deep, deep searching into ourselves. And says that Rukas Abaisim, that's what Chazal is telling us. This tremendous limudim. Mitzio, mi mitzio, mitzio, mechipos, chipos, mechipos, chipos, and there. All these yalfuses is because they're trying to teach you. The real searching is inside ourselves. And it's not just enough just to take the blatant averus, the blatant shortcomings. We have to do a tremendous, deep cheshbon ha-nefesh. Every one of us. Figure out where we're short in our shleimus. In meeting our tafkid of why we came down to this world. And that's boitkim es hachometz. We search. We don't just go be mevar. Because we have to do tremendous bedika, says Arugas Abaisim. Hainu de bar remez, goes by richos, that's the lebudim harbei. And that's why it says, not just Boitim is a bias, because Boitim is a chametz, we're trying to get to the source of the Yetzahara and the Avera that we're busy with. This is the Moiridika Yomtif that we're coming to. That every one of us have to make a tremendous hachana if we want to get the Gevaldik Ashpois of the Yomtif. That when the Yomtif comes, we're going to be ringing that palmoin, that bell, taka to wake ourselves up from our regular Avedis Hashem, to reach a whole new madrega, a whole new level, to really experience cheirus. If we really want to get there, we have to make a hachana now beforehand. Prepare for the yomtiv. Know what we're coming to. Know the inyanim. Know what you want to get from the yomtiv. Know what madregas you want to reach to. And the more we prepare, the more we'll get there. This is something, as a Yid, we have to spend time realizing who we are. We have to realize what it means to be a Yid. You know, we're going to say in davening, Ato b'chartonu mikol ha'amim. You chose us from all the nations. And we're going to be saying this again and again for the 8 days of Pesach with all the tefillahs and the chazoras hashatz that we have of the chazim repeating it. We're going to be kamat instilling this in ourselves about 50 times. Ato b'chartonu mikol ha'amim. You were chosen from all the nations. You know, B'chatzko says about Ato b'chartonu mikol ha'amim. He says, you have to realize it's very different. The Milo of being chosen, Milos Hanivchar, the Milo of being chosen, Rochoik Legamri Vinevda Le'ein Erich Vishir Me'ein Hanivchar. To be chosen is a whole different Zach than, you know, just without picking. The Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't have Klal Yisrael because he just, that's the last nation around. He chose us, he picked us. Ad she'ein nivchar, someone who's not chosen. Lu'uma, someone that's nivchar. The others are nechshav le'enoi klum. They're nothing compared to the madrega of being chosen. We have to realize what it means that Klal Yisrael was picked and chosen, and the Rebbeinu Shem gave us chayrus, freedom. Freedom means for this whole physical world that all the regular nations have to deal with, a yid is above it all. Everybody on their madrega has to think about all the times, you know, in your mind, a limitation comes in. In your mind, people think, you know, I can't do this. This is not me. That's too hard for me. All those thoughts of limitations, we have to realize, is Meitzar, it's Mitzrayim. It's borders, it's boundaries. A Yid's above that. A Yid has the ability to come Cheirus above those boundaries and limitations. We could keep climbing the ladder for tremendous godless, higher and higher madregas, tzidkus, yashrus, all the madregas that we want to reach. We have to think to ourselves, you know, I always think I can't do that, but maybe that's just Mitzrayim. If shachris is not my thing, maybe it's just Mitzrayim. Maybe I could do better than that. If I don't daven properly, I don't bench properly, I don't do chesed properly. All the things, my bittul Torah is way out of proportion. All the things I'm not doing good. Maybe it's just Mitzrayim. Maybe you could do better and just you're putting yourself limitations and you need chayrus, you need freedom. Now you understand why twice a day in Kriya Shema we had a mitzvah to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. Throughout the year, it's not just Pesach. Because a Yid has to remember every day, 365 days a year. Every day you have to remember, you're a Yid and you came out of Mitzrayim. You could do more, you're above the whole physical world. You're a Yid, you have Cheirus. In Zohar HaKadosh and Parshas Bo, the Zohar HaKadosh writes, Tochazi, come and look, who Yisoida, Yetzias Mitzrayim is the foundation, Vishorsha, and it's the root of the Raisa, of the whole Torah, V'chol Pekadoi, and all our mitzvahs, V'chol Mehemnusa Shlem Tal Yisrael, and all your Amuna. All your Amuna Mitacha that you live with, all your Asiyas HaMitzvahs, and all your Limana Torah. The foundation of it all is to know that I'm Adam Mitzrayim and I'm free. I could do much more than all those limitations and that slavery to the Olam Haza and the Taivas and all the things that are pulling me. It's pulling you because that's just slavery. Get away from it. I'm very short on time. Just end with this Moridika. Is our Rizal, you know, we say in davening, Baruch Elokeinu Shebronu Lichvoidai, benches Hashem that created us for His honor, Vivdilonu Min Atoyim, and He separated us from the people that stray away and make mistakes, V'nosal lonu Torah semes, and he gave me the true Torah. V'chayei olam, an eternal life. Not just temporary, the eternal life, not the b'sechein he planted inside us. The Arizal says, Baruch Elokeinu Shebronu, the first letters of all those three words is Ba'esh. Baruch Elokeinu Shebronu, Ba'esh. Says the Arizal, the Rosh Tevis are Esh, fire. A person has to realize, this is our avoda to recognize. He says, if you would think to yourself, my whole being, even if I was tied up and being thrown into fire, but if it's for the Rabbeinu Shalom's sake, if I'm doing it for Hashem, that's the only reality of life, is the Rabbeinu Shalom, that I'm here for Him. This world is temporary. I'm all here for Him. If I was tied up and thrown into fire, I wouldn't even feel the fire burning because of the sweetness that my devotion and dedication to Him is so real. I'm here for you, Hashem, nothing else. That's what I'm here for, Ba'esh. This is how the Arizal says we're supposed to say the thank you to the Rebbeinu Shlomo for being created for His purpose. That's the tafkid of life, to be a true Eved Ne'eman. And that's real Cheres. If you get to the level of true Eved Ne'eman, true Avdus, then you'll finally feel freedom. And you would think, it's, what do you mean? It's just the opposite. I'm Eved Ne'eman, I'm a slave, I'm a servant. All those, that's the geschmack of life. Like Rabbi Yerucham started off, it's a plia gevoya, it's bad some appella. But if you try it and do it, you'd realize that when you become an Eved Ne'eman to Hashem, when your whole life is Him, that's when you feel freedom. That's when you feel real chayrus. Everything else is slavery. Everything else is shibudim that you have to things that you don't even get a geshmak in after the first second. And a melo, that's slavery. That doesn't make you feel good. You don't feel satisfied. You feel empty. You don't feel good. Go look at all the people, Rachman al-Aslan, that are off the derech. Why are they so depressed? If they're off the derech and that's the light of life, so they should be happy. And they all need their drugs to keep happy, that's why they're overdosing. It's all the same problem. Why are they not happy? The answer is, like Rabbi Yerucham said, the Eidus, the Gvaldika testimony is the people that tried it and showed it. That's the Metzias of Chayim. Just want to end with one last point, just a Bein HaZmanim. We're going into Bein HaZmanim, we have to realize, Bein HaZmanim is a time, it's a Gvaldika Sakana for every yeshiva bachar that's leaving the walls of Beis Medrash. That's the Metzias. And I'll tell you, I know a Bachar. I remember only a couple of years ago, he was a first year Beis Medrash right here. And he went home, Pesach Bein HaZmanim, and when he came back after Pesach, he told me, Rebbe, I didn't have a good Bein HaZmanim. I didn't know the extent of what he meant, but he just told me, I didn't have a good Bein HaZmanim. It was in no time that in the middle of Pesach Man, he left yeshiva, and by the time the summer came, he was ready to go for Derek. From one Bein HaZmanim, he stopped putting on tefillin afterwards. That's how bad it got. One Bein HaZmanim, and with his money, he was steiging away. We have to realize today's world is more dangerous than it ever was. With a touch and click of our fingers, we could be exposed to anything and everything. And Rachman al-Tzlan, the Madrega that you reach, the whole Zman, which everybody Baruch Hashem reached, Gevaldika Madregas, you leave it behind here in yeshiva, and you let go, and Bein HaZmanim, you're at risk. You, in a no time, you can lose it all. To the Mem Tesh Shari Tumo Mamash. Rachman al-Tzlan. So everybody has to go home with a Gevaldika Shmira to know that only if you hold on tight to the Eitz Chaim Hila Machzikim Bo, you hold on to the Torah. I just saw yesterday from Shmuel Birnbaum. Shmuel Birnbaum says, he's telling his Bachram, right before Bein HaZmanim, you should know, he said, when if you learn Bein HaZmanim is always harder and more challenging to learn. He said, if you learn Bein HaZmanim, it's like a worker that's getting paid for overtime. And I'm from New York, it's also Shmuel Birnbaum from New York. The Metzias in New York, as everybody knows, the garbage men, all of a sudden when it's off hours and the weekends and everything, they're all working because they get paid double salary. That's the Metzias. When you get double salary, all of a sudden you're running. And every Schwarz is near, willing to be the garbage man. That's the Metzias. Everybody works overtime, gets double salary. Says Rav Shmuel Birnbaum, you should know that when you learn Bein HaZmanim, it's like you're working overtime and you're getting double schar. This is what Rav Shmuel Birnbaum said. I think he's someone we could trust. So Amela, as hard as it is to work to learn Bein HaZmanim, we should know how important it is to hold on to the Eitz Chaim Mila Machzikim Ba, and we should know on the side is a gewaltig schar that the Rebbeinu Shalom gives you, like working overtime, because Bein HaZmanim after all, that you hold on to your Talmud Torah stark, you're getting paid overtime, you're getting paid double. It's a gewaltig schar, and that's the only secret that's going to hold on to you, keep your madrega, that the Ezer Hashem, when you turn to yeshiva, you'll still be on the same madrega. The Rebbeinu Shalom bench us all, we should be gewaltig matzliach over Bein HaZmanim, to continue our aliyah, and we should get from the Yom Tov the gewaltig hashpois of true Chayrusenu and a true Yitzias Mitzrayim.